Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
Gilbert Newton, I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on. Now.
Hey, good morning, team. How are we?
Creepo. Morning.
Hello.
Fantastic.
Jade's still in isolation. I think she's back at some point this week, which
yeah,
would be nice.
That's
good
right.
Stuff. How when was your weekend?
Can. Very good, man. Very good indeed. Quite busy, but yeah,
nice one. I'm sorry time. I couldn't make it to the barbecue on Saturday.
That's all right.
I let you know late in the day. I really wanted to come, but you know when you just have one of those migraines?
Oh, man. It's totally fine. It was a bit of a last minute thing. I got inspired at the last
was
minute.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
I did keep
wondering.
Good morning, Maddie from the newsroom. How are you?
Good morning. I'm not too bad for a Monday morning.
Yes.
Excellent.
Good stuff.
Excellent.
Can we talk about for a second the stray cat that we have here at the station at the moment?
Maddie has befriended.
Yes. I know. So it was here yesterday because I did the day shift here yesterday. I feel so sorry for it. I think it's really sick. I don't know what to do with it. I think I might call the Hunter Animal Rescue
It
today.
Doesn't look like it's doing great. It's got a huge mat of fur on the side of it as well, if it's still there, and it just looks
It looks like
bit.
An ulcer on the side of its leg. The poor cat.
Does that not have no collar or anything?
No.
No, nothing.
Maddie and I have, like, we think that it's belongs to the people next door here, but they're just severely mistreating it. So, I mean, it's... You know, I don't want to get it put down.
Well, yeah, who could know who owns it? There's no way of knowing.
Yeah, I really want to take it home. I was so...
Me too.
But I wish if my housemates didn't already have a cat, I would be like, I'm taking this cat home.
It's a pretty mangy looking thing.
Yeah, but, you know, I love a transformation story.
Do you know what? So it looked so hungry yesterday, and the only thing we had here in the kitchen was oats. So I looked it up. Apparently, cats and dogs can eat oats. So I fed it some, like, warm oats and some water because it was cold.
Right.
Yeah. It ate the whole thing. Poor bugger.
Yeah, I think call the animal rescue because you never... Who knows where that's come from or who owns it. Could be microchipped.
Absolutely.
You never know.
Hey, something really annoying's come up over the weekend, actually. Maddie, like, ruined my morning this morning as I walked in. No, we got an email from a listener overnight that... pretty much said that I've been making some, like, racist online remarks over the weekend when it comes to NAIDOC week. And I was a little bit shocked by that because I didn't make the comment. So I'm going to unpack that a little bit next because obviously I have to say something now.
Absolutely. So, how crazy.
Yeah, we'll do it after Pink, All I Know So Far at New FM. What a way to start your Monday.
I know,
hey?
Right? Sorry, I'm just processing.
Good morning. It's 8 past 6 at 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6 degrees in the city right now. Yeah, just saying, I got a bit of a shock this morning. The newsroom got an email from somebody over the weekend, and it says, hi, I'm just writing to inform you that your employee, Maddie... from Jade, Maddie and Crevo is making racist posts about NAIDOC Week on Reddit and saying we need a week for white people. I plan to take this to various Newcastle media outlets but wanted to let your station know first. Obviously, I didn't write this comment. So basically what's happened is somebody's like pretending to be me on Reddit and writing really offensive things, which... you know, it's just really annoying and not true.
Yeah, well, on Reddit, you can't have a photo or even... And, I mean, even people with a photo, someone just grab a photo of you off the internet. So it's ridiculous.
I mean, I can't say this has ever happened to me before. Like, somebody pretending to be on an online forum. But, hey, it's fine. Look, it is what it is. I just wanted to put it out there. No, I didn't say anything. So if you do, like, read something, please report the post on Reddit. It's on the Newcastle Reddit page. It's just so annoying.
Someone pretending to be you. What a pest.
Well, the person obviously is making a joke here. He says, yes, I'm Matt from 105.3 New FM playing Newcastle and the Hunters' wildest variety of music in a no-repeat workday. Also untrue.
How absurd. What an idiot.
Oh,
anyway.
It's just, you know what, it's actually sucks you have to even bring this up, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm just like, man, I'm not having somebody speak on those issues on my behalf because I don't think that.
How absurd.
Yeah.
Look, well, good to set the record straight, right?
Well, yeah, that comment is just crazy in itself. Yeah. Some people just get on Reddit and, you know, like to start online arguments and that kind of gear, and it's just so annoying. He says, I find this NAIDOC week offensive because if we have NAIDOC week, then we should have a white Australians only week. But if no white Australians week, then we shouldn't have NAIDOC week. It's just like bullshit, like just noise.
Yep.
That's not what I think.
Yeah,
like, it's completely opposite.
And that person is just faking and pretending to be you. Not real.
Yeah. So anyway, there we go.
Let's bury that for now. Yeah.
Absolutely.
How absurd.
On to more fun things, though.
Absolutely, right?
Nasses right now.
Yeah, that's right. If you want to have a go at this and play our ultimate battle of the sexes, this is your opportunity. 13:10:09, the lads only 2 points behind now. So we're getting close. It's been a long stretch of catch up, but we're getting there.
We are going to close it this week. For the winner today on offer, we have a double pass to a movie of your choice at Event Cinemas Qatar.
Nice one.
One guy, one girl. The lines are now open. 13:10:09.
Across Newcastle, this is Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up on New FM.
Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber and New FM. Welcome to Monday, 6:22. It's 4 degrees in Maitland right now. It's time for lads versus lasses. And we're still after a lass this morning on 13:10:09.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes, and right now the lads are just going to walk away with it with an easy win, which I don't...
I'm not too upset about it,
but 13:10:09, girls, if you want to defend the ladies, the lads currently on 45, lasses on 47.
All right, let's meet our lass first. New FM, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, mate. Just wanted to bring up for the lads first
lass. Yes, of course. What's your name?
Kylie.
Kylie, where are you from? Nice one. Good weekend.
Yeah, I did, thank you.
Oh, good. Okay, well, let's get into it. Of course, you know how this works. We've got 3 questions for you. The most correct walks away with the win today. Okay, here we go. Question number 1 today is Crevo.
All right, which brand of razor makes the Hydro Stubble Remover Kit?
Is it Schick?
Yes, it is.
Good
correct.
Job. One on the board.
All right, question number 2. Name the 2 stars of the TV show American Pickers. First names is okay.
I have no idea on that one.
No good. Mike and Frank is the answer we're looking for. Question number 3. Which car brand makes the iLoad van?
Hyundai.
Hyundai is... correct. Good job. 2 out of 3. Just hold the line for us. We're going to go to our lad now, Creeper.
Yeah, that's right. His name is Tim, just on line 2 there. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good, mate. Yeah, just hung up on me.
Yeah, sorry about that. We just had a little issue with the phones. Let's get into your questions just now.
Yeah, you need to get 2 for a tie, Tim, or 3 for an instant win. Here we go.
All right, number 1. What country is the band 5 Seconds of Summer from?
America.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
Aussie boys.
All right, number 2. What is a volumizer used for? Now, this one is multiple choice. Is it A, car speaker booster, B, a tool that makes your hair look fuller, or C, makes the eyelashes longer?
B.
Correct.
That is
very
right.
Good.
Well done. All right, now this next question is crucial. If you get this right, we go to a tiebreaker coin toss. If you get it wrong, you're out of the game. All right, number 3, here we go. Rebel Wilson is currently starring in a TV campaign for what company? All over the telly at the moment.
I have no clue. Sorry,
boys. Oh, Afterpay.
Oh, lasses win again. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks for playing.
Just like that. You're off to the movies. Congratulations. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
No worries.
You're very welcome. Hold on the line. We'll get your details.
Good stuff. Our news time with Maddie up next at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God. Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Creva, a friend of mine over the weekend, you won't believe it, dropped 5K on a brand new TV. That's a dream, right?
Like, yeah, they're pretty good. TV. Amazing.
So they got it. It arrived at the house, opened up the box, plugged it in. It was broken. So something obviously happened in the truck. It had fallen over. You know, some delivery drivers just chuck things around in the back.
Yeah, well, like, they're not strapped in properly. All sorts of things can go
wrong.
They
were so filthy because they were waiting, like, literally close to a month to get this TV. Now they have to send it back and then go through the whole process of returning it. So what we thought we'd do today... It's 13.10.09, brand new and broken.
I love these stories.
Yeah, what have you purchased? You know, so excited to get it home, use it, unwrap it, whatever it may be, and you've done it, and then it's all broken up.
Yeah, like, either that or even on the way home, sometimes stuff breaks, and you're like, you didn't even get it home.
Absolutely. Brand new and broken, taking your calls after Sean Mullins' Lullaby, a new FM, 6.33. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, Sean Mullins' Lullaby on 105.3 New FM, 6.37. Sunny today, 17 the top on the coast, and 13.10.09 this morning. We're asking you for your broken and beautiful, a brand new and broken story. That's a Kelly Clarkson song.
Oh, is
that I
like.
I only listened to it yesterday, so it's in my mind. Yeah, but a friend of mine, 5K TV, arrived, waited weeks for it, totally broken when they plugged it in the wall, so they had to send it back. So annoying.
Terrible stuff.
Nothing more devastating when you're excited for a big ticket item and it's broken.
Yeah, so my friend, he used to run, like, be the manager of a Telstra shop.
Oh, yeah.
And he said he would always offer, like, the new phone insurance in case you drop your phone, whatever.
Yeah.
And he said the amount of times, like, people, about half of people would say no. And he said he would see people walk out of the store, like, and just drop their phone. He reckons about once every month or two, he'd see a brand new phone broken right in front of his store. Because the people are excited. Ooh. They're just holding it in their hand. They probably don't have a case yet. And it's like slippery. They're not used to the size of it or whatever. Brand new and
That's brutal. Let's go to Katie. Hey.
Good morning.
Hello. Brand new and broken. What happened?
Well, we bit the bullet and went and purchased a new mattress. Paid for it to get delivered. We had to wait for a little while for it to come in, and had to lug it through. It was a huge king mattress on my own, and took the plastic off. Absolutely moldy.
Oh,
moldy.
Moldy. So it was devastating.
So do you think, like, it'd been sitting in the back of a warehouse, or what do you think's caused that?
I have no idea. The store claims that it's the first time it's ever happened. Never happened before, and so they were happy to replace it. They've been wonderful with their customer service. Got the second one through, also moldy.
Oh, wow. So yeah. At this point, are you asking for a refund?
Yeah, what are you doing somewhere about else? This?
Look, I'm absolutely in shock about it, to be honest. Like, again, the customer service, excellent, but mattress moldy. So, yes, you to just, be continued.
All you want is a clean mattress.
Absolutely. Is that really too much to ask?
Exactly, no. Right?
Katie, did you throw your old mattress out before this one, like the new one, arrived?
The old mattress is absolutely no. Can't use it. It's gone. Dead.
Look, you really used it to the end of its life, though, didn't you?
100%. Like,
yeah, absolutely. But still.
Who wants to pay for a king mattress every, so often?
So what are you sleeping on at the moment? A moldy mattress?
No, God, no. Oh, my goodness. No, absolutely not. We're just, making it work. We've got a camper trailer, so we've pulled that mattress out for now, which isn't ideal. It's teeny tiny, but hilarious. So, yeah.
I'm glad you see the fun side of this, Katie.
I know, right?
You've got to make the most of it.
Very patient.
Making it like a camping holiday. That's the best you can do.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for your call. Maddie, up next, something that's, I just think, is becoming a back into our pop culture realm. I don't know if you remember from ages ago, an artist called T-Pain.
Of course.
Right? He was a huge rapper in between like 2004 and about 2007. At one point, he had 4 out of the top 5 number one songs he was on. So, like, no mucking around. Then he's disappeared. Completely gone out of the public eye.
But you're right. Really, I haven't heard of T-Pain in like 15 years, I reckon.
At least a decade, probably more. I think T-Pain is making a comeback. Now, I've got some different evidence we're going to go through. He's just been on this big Netflix documentary, and there's a few other things that is leading me to believe T-Pain is the next big thing.
Were you a T-Pain fan?
Oh, look, at the time, it was fine. Like, he had some good songs, I guess. But I never thought, oh, I'm going to go out and buy a T-Pain CD, if that's what you're asking.
That's what I'm asking, yeah.
No, I never bought that. But I did like his music at the time, you know, had that interesting sound.
All right. Well, we'll find out more T-Pain after this at New FM. Good morning, 6:42. Nickelback on UFM at 6:53 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo, heading for a top of 17 degrees on the coast today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Maddie, I've got a theory for you, and that is that T-Pain, the rapper who we haven't heard in between 10 and 15 years,
yes,
is planning a major comeback.
Now, this is quite random because it's, like, fairly out of nowhere. Like, I haven't heard of T-Pain for a long time. What's brought this about?
So, he had, like, a very compact but successful career, right? So, between 2004 and 2009, he created 6 studio albums, 21 music videos, and over 25 singles in this short period of time, right?
Wow, that's like one album a year, pretty much.
Exactly. Really, really successful. At the time, in fact, at one point he had four, he was either like on or had songs, 4 out of the top 5 singles.
Wow.
In the US, right? So
that doesn't
huge
happen
artist.
These days, hey?
No, it certainly doesn't. And then he just disappeared like a puff of smoke, and nobody really knew what happened. He was obviously still alive,
yeah,
but it's just like he switched off his musical switch, right? And I was thinking, this is kind of amazing because this Netflix documentary called This Is Pop, I just watched the other day, and it sort of gave me an insight as to what happened between that period. Now, if you're thinking, who the hell is T-Pain? First of all, this is one of his first big singles back in the day. It's called Buy Me a Drink.
Baby girl, what's your name?
Yes, of course, T-Pain loves the auto-tune filter, doesn't he? They're famous for that.
That's right. So that was one of the things covered off in this documentary, was that he was one of the people that, in fact, made auto-tune famous. So it existed before, but it was a big industry secret that was basically used to slightly correct people's voice. But he spent almost a year figuring out how to use it and make his voice sound really bizarre like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And as a result of that, people started to, at first they thought it was a novelty, like a whole heap of fun, and they, you know, were enjoying it. And then they were like, actually, man, you're kind of ruining music. And at one point, Usher, who was his best friend or one of his close friends, called him over on an aeroplane and had this to say.
So I got up and went back, and he was like, you know, how's everything going? Quick small talk, no big deal. And he was like, man, I want to tell you something, man. I was like, what's good? I thought he was about to tell me something real. He sounded real concerned. He was like, man, you kind of f***ed up music.
What a thing to hear from Usher.
Usher.
Usher, very credible, great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actual singing voice.
Yeah.
Right.
And he said to him, like, afterwards, T-Pain has said that exact comment was the moment he basically quit music. Like, that comment was the single thing that made him stop creating music. Now, T-Pain, you might be thinking, oh, he's actually got no real voice behind there. It's 100% auto-tune. But what he said is that that's just the style he used to, like, push his art forward, right? And this has been proved because, like, about 3 years ago, he went on this thing called Tiny Desk Concert, which is basically, it's big over in the States. They get one of these big artists in a room with just a piano or just a guitar and see what they're like as a live audience, like as a live performer with no effects, right?
Absolutely.
Now, T-Pain did this and everyone was blown away. Have a listen to his real voice here.
Oh, oh. Talk to me, I talk bad. Let's talk money, I talk bad. Chrome juice bar, old cliches. Shawty got class, oh, behave.
God, what was he doing?
All this time, secretly behind the scenes, he had an incredible voice.
Like, kind of sounds like John Legend.
Yeah, or Frank Ocean or something like that. Yeah. Quite an amazing voice. Now, that Tiny Desk concert came out. Then this Netflix documentary came out. I'm like, this guy is launching a comeback. He's going to do big and he's going to use his real voice. And then, like just a couple of weeks ago, he brings out a new song. It's called I Like Dat. And I thought, you know what? He's going to use his real voice. This is his big comeback. But alas, he has slipped back to auto-tune. Have a listen. Ooh, ooh. She don't want the drink, she want the rent pay. She don't pay for nothing, she just get paid.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
It's even more than before.
I know. I was thinking, you know what? He's going to use his real voice. It's going to be a new era of T-Pain. But alas, he's gone back to his old habits.
This is the problem with poor old T-Pain, right? He's known for that sound now. So mm-hmm. if he changes, man, every man and their dog sings like that John Legend style of music, you know, that sort of cool, soulful voice. If he just did that, he'd probably disappear into, you know,
obscurity. Maybe, I don't know. But either way, he's making a comeback, but I don't like his chances because I think the auto-tune thing's done. I'm calling it out there.
Thank you for that. Our news time with Maddie up next at New FM at 6:58. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Stand by on this frequency. Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This three is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Now.
Yeah, good morning. Jade, still and I. So the boys are taking things over now. Awkward thing happened to you, Maddie, in the newsroom on Friday. I was just awkwardly in here doing some work and I looked in and Maddie kind of looked like really scared and in despair. And I was like, man, what's going on? And she's chatting to me, trying to chat to me through the intercom. Tell us what happened in your small news booth.
Yeah, I just saw my 11 o'clock and I went to leave the room and I grabbed the door handle and it just came clean off. And I could not, there is no way to open this door once there is no handle on the inside in here. It's a heavy door. You couldn't even, I probably couldn't even lever it open with something if I'd tried.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, they're extra heavy because they're made for soundproofing. So they like seal really well. And of course, they don't let any noise in, right?
Well, your news booth, right, is like 2 meters by 2 meters. And even that's probably being generous, right?
Yeah, it's tiny.
It's small.
I was like afraid I was going to get trapped in here and like starve to death somehow.
Awkward on the weekend, right, if it happened on the weekend, because not many people are at work here. So it's like you actually could have gotten stuck. Luckily, it happened during the week.
I was so thankful that I could see you through the window and just like wave and scream and talk through the intercom to let you know.
Are you a claustrophobic person at all?
Not particularly, but something about this big heavy door slamming closed on me right as, you know, I had half an hour left of my shift. Getting trapped in the newsroom right before your shift is about to end.
What we're going to do next, 13:10:09, where did you get locked in?
I like this. It
has
does
it happened
happen
to you.
Yeah, so I actually got locked in a bathroom. I was in this bathroom when I was overseas on holiday, and similar thing happened. The handle just came off in my hand.
Bathroom.
Yeah, and it was like my phone was not in the room, so I couldn't even like call the reception or whatever, and I had to like MacGyver my way out with randomly there was like a bit of metal I found in the drawer. I was able to undo the whole mechanism and take the lock set out.
Well, they're the kind of stories we're after this morning. We'll do it after Glass Animals, Heat Waves at New FM. Good morning. Glass Animals, Heat Waves at New FM. It's 12 past 7 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you, where did you get locked in right now? Yeah, Maddie in the newsroom, poor thing, got locked in the news booth the other day after she ripped the handle off clean. Maddie, you've got some muscles on you. Do you work out?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah. I actually specifically work out by you pulling door handles off doors. It's my specialty.
I love that. You got locked in a bathroom, which is really weird.
Yeah, it was terrible because I didn't have my phone with me. I couldn't, like, call out to anyone. I was, like, on the third floor, so it's not like reception could hear me or anything. Luckily, able to MacGyver my way out by undoing the full door handle and door lock set.
Crazy. Jade's on the phone. Hey, Jade, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Where'd you get locked in, Jade?
It was actually this morning. Oh, I got locked into my bathroom at home just before we had to leave for work.
How did that happen? What, the same deal? You ripped the handle off as well?
No. I just had to turn the handle, and the doors get sticky sometimes, but it just decided it didn't want to turn anymore and it wouldn't open. And I didn't have my phone on me either, which was, like, the only time I normally don't have my phone. So I couldn't call anyone. It was 5:30 in the morning. Everyone in the house was asleep. And it's a separate room to where me and my partner are. So there was no way I could yell out to him. I just had to sit and wait.
Oh, wow.
How long did you wait in there?
Look, it was probably only about 15 minutes, only because we were just about to leave for work and he was coming out, I guess, to hurry me up.
Jeez, righto. So, and then he came and was able to rescue you from the outside.
Not quite. he tried to. We couldn't get the handle to work, so he had to call the owner of the house, who luckily lives inside the house.
There's a very dramatic morning for you there, Jade.
Oh, it was unbelievable. He had to come and he climbed through the window. It's a very high window, and it's quite thin, so there was no way I was getting through it.
Jade.
Through the window, and we had to take the door handle out.
Wow. Hey, Jade.
And then, yeah, it was crazy.
You know what? This story deserves a bottle of wine.
Absolutely.
It's all yours. Thanks for that.
Hold on.
What a way to start a Monday morning, hey?
Crazy, right? Hey, what's the goss up next? And Maddie, I know you're a big Kelly Clarkson fan, so I've got a little tidbit about her for you, plus heaps more. We find out everything that's happening goss-wise up next.
Okay, it's 7:15. Good morning.
New FM.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
All right, now, Maddie, you're a big Kelly Clarkson fan, so I'm sure you're right across the whole fact that they've been sort of, she's been going through a divorce the last year or so, right? But there's a really interesting element. Of course, one of the big fights that's come out of this is money. So the ex, Brandon Blackstock, they're not actually officially single yet. The divorce is still in process, right?
Right.
So one of the big things that's come out of this is the income that they've made. So Brandon Blackstock was acting as Kelly Clarkson's manager and getting like a management fee, keeping it in the family, I guess, but still seems a little bit weird, right?
Absolutely. I mean, she's really, well, he was managing her for a long time.
That's
as
right.
Well, so he was kind of double dipping, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. Because he's obviously hoping to get the management fees and then, what, half the money? But
yeah.
There's prenups involved. What I didn't realise is that Brandon's father, so that's Kelly Clarkson's father-in-law, actually owns the management company. So Brandon, the son, is working for the management company, then dating Kelly Clarkson / married to her, then taking a cut of this, right?
Wow.
So it's the whole talk about incestuous, you know?
Yeah.
They're taking the money left, right, and center. What I didn't realize is that Brandon Blackstock, it wasn't actually licensed to be a manager. So he may have actually been taking that money and not entitled to it.
Wow. And he's been taking her for like a lot of separation payments and stuff. Like she's pretty much keeping him afloat right now. Wow. Well, look, I mean, he obviously did a pretty good job at it, right?
I guess so. But this is where it gets interesting because now she is saying because he wasn't licensed, he actually has to repay all of that money that he's collected over the years as a manager.
I don't think he's managing anybody else either.
No, I don't think he has like a big line of income streams coming in, no. Especially as an unlicensed manager. Now, just to give you a taste of how much money we're talking about here, right?
Yeah.
Just in this last little set of payments, so most recently, the management company is saying Kelly owes them $1.5 million in commissions. That'd be from the music side of things.
Of course,
yeah. Then $4 million. Just for her role in Judging the Voice.
Wow.
Just for that. That's just the commission. So imagine all of the commissions for the past 15 years that he, or 10 years or whatever it is, that he's been collecting that potentially he's going to have to repay. It's huge.
That is massive.
It could, that'll financially ruin him.
She's been very quiet about why they separated. Mm. So interesting stuff.
It's been over a year now and they're still like not legally single. She's like asking the judge at the moment.
Yeah,
like,
let
can
her
you
go.
Just like bang the gavel and make this thing over with.
You know what? Celebs just shouldn't get married.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, just straight up.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't get married.
By the sound of that, and you never see that many celeb weddings that work out in the end. More than about 3 or 4 years.
Absolutely. Wow. There you go.
Big, messy divorce, still not finalized, still a lot of money in play here. Very interesting.
It is indeed. Hey, news time with Maddie up next at New FM at 7:25. Good morning.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Yeah, coming up next, we are doing a round of Love It or Loathe It, getting Crevo and my thoughts on today's daily topic, guys. We'll do it after Fresh Dean Lewis. This is Falling Up at New FM. Good morning. Time for Love It or Loathe It.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love It.
Love It. Loathe It. Loathe It.
Getting Crevo's thoughts on today's daily topic. And today's topic is, Crevo, cheating on your favourite restaurant. Love it or loathe it.
Oh, I'm going to say love it.
Yeah, no, I love it too. So, look, I know that's terrible. So, on the weekend, I decided to change up Italian restaurants, right?
Do you normally have a favourite you always go to?
I do have a favourite I always go to. And, of course, I was like, oh, look, I feel like pizza as I do on the weekend. Yeah. And I thought, man, look, you know what? My current pizza place is a little bit expensive at the moment. So, I actually tried one that you recommended.
Oh, which one?
To me. The one on Beaumont Street.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually really good. I love it.
Incredible, yeah.
The sad thing is, though, I've got such a rapport with the other pizza shop now.
How do you do? That's the thing. Like, they've sort of, like, I guess, drawn you in, right? You know, because they create this friendship with your regular, so that you're always talking to them.
I go there.
They know all about you. You know, they say how you're doing. Like you get a good vibe with them, and then suddenly, oh, where's that Maddie gone? He was always coming around here.
You eat out at more restaurants than I do. Does it happen often with you?
Look,
like, will you check? Like, if something's good, right, and you enjoy it all the time, will you just stick with that ongoing, or are you happy to change it up and try something new?
Look, I'm not that faithful, I think. I'm always changing things up, and sometimes I'll change it up even if it's really good, just to see what else is out there, because you never know. And I like to experiment. So, yeah, pizza shops, definitely change it up. The other one that I like to try different things around is, like, all different Asian foods, Thai and stuff. If there's a new one out, I'm trying it straight away, and I'll drop the old one like yesterday's trash if it's not as good. They only have to stuff up once and they're gone. I'm brutal like that.
I love it. Birthday Lotto is up next with $675 today. All you need is a birthday to play. Crevo, we are looking for which month?
It has come up as September. If you're born in September, this is your big chance. 13-10-09, your chance at $675.
Let's do it after this at New FM. Good morning. Amy Shah, Keith Urban, Love Songs aim for us at New FM at 7:53. It's time for Birthday Lotto.
Oh, my gosh.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, this is very simple. All you need to do is be born for your chance at winning money. Today, $675 on the board, which is awesome. Let's meet our contestant.
Yeah, let's do it. It is Tina from Woodbury. She's hung out with the grandkids all weekend, which is super nice. Good morning, Tina. How are you?
good. How are you?
Good, thank you. $675. What would you use the cash for?
Probably on the kids.
Nice one. You're great. That's a really nice thing to do.
All right, here we go. Looking for your birthday. Spinning the balls now, Crevo. If it pops out, you win the money. Very simple.
Fingers crossed.
Really good at spinning that.
Thank you. I've been practicing. You know, it's very hard. Were you born on the 22nd?
No. On the 12th.
Oh.
Damn it.
Thanks, Dina. Appreciate it. Back before 9 o'clock this morning, guys, here at the show. News Time with Maddie is up next at New FM. Good morning.
New FM. You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
You're telling me last week, Crevo, you've been indulging in the French subbed shows on Netflix at the moment. A few are in the top 10, and you did tell me over the weekend to go have a look at them. Yeah. I didn't watch any, but I did see that there are like 3 in the top 10 most watched. They're like French language shows, but subbed in English.
See, this is what I'm not sure about, right? Because I see them in my top 10, but I don't know if everyone's top 10 is the same or what the situation is. But there's so I've been watching 3 shows in French, which I never thought I would say, right? Because I never used to like watching any like SBS stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's all a bit weird watching and reading TV. But for some reason, these French shows have like caught my attention. So there's one called Call My Agent. There's another one, which is like a sort of like a Entourage type show.
Yeah.
There's another one called Lupin, which is like their own version of a kind of criminal Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, right.
And then there's this other one, which is called L'Agent, which is basically these rich real estate agents showing like the fancy houses of Paris, right? And they live this really big baller lifestyle all around Paris. So I sort of got me thinking.
I get it. Yeah. What it says to me, right, is that we've actually become a little more cultured as a society, right? The thing is, though, it's okay, like, you know, once in a while, but if you're sitting there watching only French shows, it seems. Man, what are you doing?
This is the question I wanted to put out there. Is anyone else watching these French shows on Netflix, or is it just me? Like, those are the 3 that I keep seeing in, like, the trending top 10.
Can you speak French?
Not at all.
So, like, you're not even, like, picking up on, you know, a few words here or there?
Not at all. Absolutely no French. But for some reason, these shows have caught my attention. So what I thought we could do, 131009, back me up here. Is anyone else watching like Lupin, Call My Agent, or L'Agency, or any of these other French shows on Netflix? Or am I all by myself and am I the crazy one here?
All right, we'll take your calls after Centrefold at New FM. It's 8:04, heading for a top of 17 on the coast today. Sunny, good morning. 8:06 at 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This morning we're chatting about Crevo's obsession with these French language Netflix shows at the moment, Crevo. Now, I know you love France, but this is a bit much. You've got 3 shows on the go. Weirdly enough, they're all in the top 10 on Netflix, which is weird. Like, more and more people, obviously, are a little bit more cultured than we thought.
Well, I don't know if that's the case or if Netflix just, like, puts things in the top 10 think you would like.
They're in my top 10 as well.
So you've seen them as well. Now I've, like, made you aware to them or alert to them. You're seeing them there, right? Okay, so maybe that's the case. I thought we'd throw it out there. Is anyone else around Newey watching these shows? I don't know if that's the case.
Let's take some calls this morning. People have called. You are not alone, Crevo. Let's go to
Leslie.
Our first caller, Leslie.
Hey, Leslie. How you doing?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, have you been watching these French shows, or am I the crazy one?
Oh, look, I haven't been watching those particular French shows, but my husband and I watch a lot of shows from different countries, you know, whether they be series or movies, and really enjoy them, you know. Obviously, we watch a lot of things in English as well, but, it's just nice to watch things from different countries, and sometimes
they have really great
humour.
Hey, Leslie, what's your, your suggestion for people out there? Give us something to watch today.
In a different language.
Yeah, in a different language, yeah.
I can't think of anything like that.
You just generally like it. No, good.
Thank you, Leslie. Appreciate that. Second caller.
New FM, what's your name?
Hello.
Who is it? New FM, hello.
Can't speak English.
Can't speak English.
Only speak French.
Only speaks French. No wonder they're watching. No wonder they're watching so much in French. That's all they speak.
Hey, guys, up next, we have something very special to talk about. Now, you might remember a few months back, we did our drive for the homeless, of course. We are big supporters of the Hamilton food pantry next to the station there. And, of course, the council was going to take that French music down. The council was going to take it away. There was a big public backlash. I'm so happy to announce the council are leaving it there as of now, which
Amazing.
Is fantastic. So what we thought we'd do is round two of our drive. This time we're looking for blankets and some more food. Obviously, it is very cold. It's getting down, you know, in the low tens overnight.
Last night was freezing, and we just really need to help people out at this time.
Yeah, we are taking donations here at New FM. We've got more details next, right here. Avicii, Wake Me Up at 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:21. And of course, Crevo, we've got something very important to announce right now.
Across Newcastle, this is Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Yeah, that's right. So we've been doing, we did sort of a couple of months ago, our drive for the homeless. Now, this is where we collected as many like bits of food and sanitary items, just everything that the homeless could use, essentially. And we put them and distribute them to food pantries across the region. And we're going to have another go at this because, obviously, with winter here, it's a lot colder. People actually do struggle a lot through this time because imagine if you have to sleep rough at the moment, it is really hard. It's freezing out there. Like, I went outside last night for, like, 2 minutes and I was like, geez, imagine if I had to sleep out here for the night.
Well, in the city, like, it's getting down to, like, 3 degrees overnight. So it's just a terrible situation to be in. And as we've said on this show before, a lot of people out there that are in serious need of assistance aren't always forthcoming with asking for help. So this is just such a, you know, small and simple thing that we can do to help those most in need.
So it works very simply. We set up a trolley in reception here at New FM, and you can drop off the stuff anytime during business hours. Could be food, but we would love to get some warm clothes, especially new stuff, you know, blankets, potentially like beanies and gloves are great as well.
Yeah.
And that's even sleeping bags would be amazing. And we're going to then go distribute these to the couple of food pantries around Newcastle because people absolutely need this stuff right now.
Now, if you can't get to New FM and you know where one of these pantries are, by all means, please go and give what you can.
Straight
just drop
to them.
In and just go straight to the source. But if it's just easier to, you know, come to us, we'll distribute it evenly and make sure that it's spread around.
That's right. So we're going to gather as much as we can. We'll jump in the cars and go out and distribute it. So please, whatever you can, it could even just be one blanket, one sleeping bag, a beanie, just a bit of food. We're still taking food and the sanitary items as well because they're, you know, always, always needed by people who are doing it tough. But we'd love to get some of that warm weather gear for this very cold weather we're experiencing right now.
Yeah, we sure do. Thank you very much. Our news time with Maddie is up next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Yeah, 105 minutes commercial freeze coming up after 9 with producer Jackson. Up next, though, of course, we are running Newcastle's Hottest Tradie 2021. We are looking for you. Nominations are still open. We've got a couple of days left. Head over there, nominate yourself, somebody you know. We've had so many entries come in.
I know, right?
In the
it's
last
been huge.
Week or so. Now, we've got somebody in from the office, right? Somebody that's a little bit more qualified than us, I think, to pick the 5 finalists. So there'll be 5 in each category, male and female. So what we thought, we'll take that responsibility away from us and get, like, somebody else's opinion that's sort of not as close to the whole thing. So,
yeah, well, this year it's been bigger than ever.
Yeah.
So we thought, we need some help with this because there's just so many entries to wade through. So in just a minute, we're going to meet this person who's helping out with the judging of this year's Hottest Tradie.
Okay, we'll do it after Anne-Marie Niall Horan. This is our song and UFM. FM. Good morning. Love that. Anne-Marie, Niall Horan, our song. This is 105.3 New FM. It's 8.35, 7 degrees in Maitland right now. And we are on the search, guys, for Newcastle's hottest tradie 2021.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Quilo.
Swing that hammer again.
Newcastle's hottest tradie 2021.
Yeah, that's right. Entries still open at newfm.com.au. It doesn't matter what you look like. As long as you think you look sexy, or maybe you think your partner friend looks sexy in their tradie gear, nominate them. Male and female category, both competing for $500 to spend at the Kent. Now, I don't want the responsibility, Grievo, of picking the five finalists. I know it's a terrible job.
Well, you got very flustered, you know, last time we had to go through picking all the finalists. We thought, you know what we should do? Is maybe bring in some outside help. And our boss had the idea. He said, there's a new intern starting at the station. Why don't you get intern Uma to help you out with picking those finalists? So welcome to the show, intern Uma.
Hello. Let's pick these hot tradies. I'm so keen. $500 at the Kent.
So
that's
good,
a good
right?
time.
Now, Uma, tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you? Let's go through your judging qualifications.
Okay. So my judging qualifications, I'm a 20-year-old Newcastle Novocastrian.
Yeah.
And I'm here. I'm a tough judge, and I'm looking for Newcastle's hottest tradies.
What do you look for in a tradie? Now, it was interesting because we spoke about this last week, and you mentioned that you're not into roofers.
Oh, get rid of them. They just work so hard. I've had enough of them.
Oh, so you've dated some roofers?
Yeah, I've dated
in the past,
a roofer,
right?
And they have the flick.
All right. Okay, all right. Well, so if you're a roofer, maybe you don't have the best chance. Just putting that out there.
We're open to it. We're open to
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
You can't disqualify them for being a roofer.
And they have good tans up on those roofs all day. Nice tan.
That's
true. Looking good.
And, of course, there are some very hot lady tradies out there as well.
Yeah, lady tradies are the hottest.
Oh, wow.
So I'm keen
wow.
to check them out.
Hello.
For
all right.
sure.
Okay, so what other things will you be looking for? Because what we're going to do is print out this big stack of profiles. You know, you'll be able to see the picture. You'll be able to see what their trade is. Check out their Instagram, that sort of thing. What sort of things will you be looking for?
Oh, don't we all love a good tradie with some nice biceps?
Okay.
That is important. That's key. Love the fluoro. That's really important. Send us in some photos of you in fluoro with your nice tool belt. Perfect. Love those King G shorts. Perfect.
You like the King G shorts.
But don't you reckon it's so important that when a tradie comes to your house, they take their shoes off?
Well,
take your shoes off at the door.
A respectful tradie
is what you're looking for.
Needed.
Now, do you like a messy tradie or a clean tradie? I know you're saying that you take the shoes off, but do you like a bit of grease and, you know,
do you
paint
want, yeah,
dirt
do you want a few,
all over them?
You know, dirt spots on them. Yeah,
yeah,
you
we
do.
All love a tradie like that, for
okay.
sure.
So maybe they've gotten hot and sweaty doing the work and then
hard
a bit of
workers.
Sawdust goes on there and it's stuck on the shirt. That sort
yeah,
of thing?
That's
all
what
right.
we want.
Oh, well, I think it is better that we get the lady perspective here because
absolutely.
We're not good at this. So, Uma, good luck. Of course, there are still a couple of days left to enter. Newfm.com.au competing for that great prize. Each winner in each category will win $500 to spend at the Kent. So,
entry's still open, and you've heard the tips. You know, intern Uma is going to be helping with this judging. So, maybe a photo in the fluoro. Make
definitely.
sure you're showing the tool belt if you've got it. And if there's a few dirt spots on there, don't worry.
Now, Uma, question. You're 20 years old, right? You, of course, you want like the sexy tanned muscle guy. But there are people, a lot of tradies have guts and stuff as well. You've got to be open to that, I think.
Look, we're open to that. And there's so many other judging criteria, things that I'm looking for. I'm looking for a tradie that packs his lunch, like, long gone are the days of the Macca's tradie. We want a tradie that packs his lunch.
Oh,
okay. Maybe
sure.
include that in the extra info.
And maybe even when they come in, we can go and check out their glove box. It's really important. You can judge a tradie by what's in the glove box for sure.
How interesting.
Why do you think that? What would be in a tradie's glove
a hot
box?
Tradie's
you can,
glove box.
You know
there's
what's
lots
in
of Bunnings
there.
Receipts, right?
Yeah, like, is it clean? Is it tidy? Is it a bit suggestive of who they are? Like, are they a player? Depending on what's in their glove box.
Okay.
We'll have to find out.
All that stuff. Good.
Well, awesome. Thank you, Uma. Appreciate that. Tough judge there, Crevo. Tough judge. Newfm.com.au. Birthday lotto up next.
Yeah, that's right. So this is, of course, your chance at $675. I've just spun the wheel. It's come up as December. So if you're born in December, this is your chance at the cash. 131009. We'll do it next.
And I'm just putting it out there. If you've got a big rig, I'll support you.
Yeah?
Like, yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like Uma's going to pick the muscly guys. So I'm
Uma, you did say it was about biceps, right? So, you know, maybe they got big arms.
Yeah, we love big arms, but we love big hearts and nice smiles. So get them in. That's I'm open to everyone.
That's key, isn't it? Big heart and a big smile. Love that. Hey, we'll do it next. Birthday Lotto at New FM. Good morning.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, the easiest way to win money in all of Newcastle, all you need to do is be born. And then we, you know, if you get called up, we spin these birthday balls. And if your month or day comes out, rather, you win the money.
Absolutely. Let's meet Bianca from Katara South. She celebrated her son's second birthday on the weekend and had fish and chips at the park. Super cute. Hey, Bianca.
Hello.
Hey, 2 years old. Like, what's the difference between the first and the second birthday? Are they a little bit more aware of the present that you're giving them?
Yeah, he was, but he wasn't really interested. He was just really interested in going and playing and riding his bike rather than opening his presents.
Hey, did you spend a lot on it?
A little bit, but... Yeah, he will warm up to it.
He'll warm up to it. Not the reaction you're hoping for with a gift.
What do you buy a 2-year-old, Bianca?
Great question.
A balanced bike.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he'll grow into it.
He'll love it. All right, let's spin this around and, like, hopefully maybe repay some of that money from the birthday, right?
Hopefully.
Here we go.
$675. Better treat yourself with something rather than him if he's not appreciating the gifts.
All right. It's popped out. Let's do this.
Were you born on the 30th?
No, I was born on the 9th.
Ah, too bad.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Better luck next time. Thank you.
Thanks
tomorrow,
for hanging out with us.
Worth $700,
yes.
Prevo, which is great.
That is great.
105 minutes commercial free is up next with producer Jackson. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.